Right, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you again. Today we're going to do lesson 8, which is about industry and business. What I plan to do is go through the questions, maybe asking a few extra questions, depending on the time and what we do. I might just ask review questions from past lessons, so you have practice. And it's also, you know, interesting because I know, for example, last week you could say it, or two weeks ago you could say the answer, but after time passes, you kind of forget, and I know there's a lot to remember, but this is good practice for you because, you know, it shows, you know, how to build up your knowledge and train your memory. And in addition, I might ask just some basic, easy questions, food, things like that, just to make it a little challenging, but not quite so difficult. Okay. Today's first question is, tell me about Japan's overseas trading. And what Japanese products are most dominant abroad? Okay. And another question, the same answer, but another question would be, what products does Japan export the most? Okay. So basically the answer will be the same. So they're asking what products, exported from Japan are popular. What are Japan's most popular products abroad? These things. So with that, what is your answer for number one?
Japan's main export goods are cards, electronic devices, and their computers. Japan's exports shifted toward high value added goods.
Okay.
Such as the engines, PCs, semiconductors, and VCRs.
Okay.
Audio equipment. And they have been widely accepted in the world's market, and because of their high qualities and competitive prices.
Okay, good. High quality.
High quality, because of their high quality.
Right, good. Oh, right, yeah, the English is kind of strange. Competitive prices is plural, but quality is not. Okay, so because of their high quality and competitive prices. Good. In this answer, in part of this answer, one of the products is integral circuits, which a lot of people have trouble saying. I even have trouble. Integral circuits or integrated circuits. And if that's difficult, you might say semiconductors. I think that's what you said, right? Which is another product. It's maybe the same thing. I'm not an engineer. But for pronunciation, semiconductors is easier to say. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to say every word that's in the model answer. It's a guideline. So again, choose words that maybe are easier to say, easier to remember, that you're maybe more familiar with. Good. That's really good. Okay, let me just ask you the same question. Tell me, what Japanese products are most dominant abroad?
Oh, okay. According to the latest version of white paper on international trade, the following are dominant products from Japan. Cameras,
okay.
Digital cameras, motorcycles, and copy machine, video game consoles, such and such. In addition to these hardware products, recently, software such as animation and comic books are becoming dominant in the world market. Because these software and hardware products has a very high quality, and also the prices are very competitive.
Right. Okay, good, right. Make sure that products are plural, so cameras and, scanners, copy machines, etc. Okay, so I think a couple times you might have didn't make it plural, but
okay.
I understand the answer, but to bring your level up, these types of little tiny grammatical errors show. I don't think it's terribly bad, but I understand, but it makes your level look really good if it's all consistent at plural.
Okay.
Except for English, some things are not plural when we have uncountable objects. But most of these products are countable.
So I can say Can I say softwares?
Well, software. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you have to be careful. Just plan your answer under software products.
Software products.
Yeah, okay. Software, again, see, this is why I say make it plural, but there are exceptions. Like your exception is good. Software is usually not plural.
Okay.
It's considered uncountable. And that's what makes English kind of crazy because, you know, it's not. And machinery is not countable.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so some people say like electronic machineries, but we don't say that. We say electronic machinery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
But can I say electronic machine?
Yes, machines.
Okay.
Machines is plural, machinery is not. Equipment is not plural.
Uh-huh.
So English is just, you have to memorize what's plural, what's not plural. Most of the basic things you can count, of course, are plural. So cameras. And in this answer, they have cameras, and then they have digital cameras here in the model answer. So probably just digital cameras is fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you look here, they have first product is cameras, and then the second line, they also say digital cameras, which is kind of a repeat. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Comics
is fine. Comics or comic books. Okay, and anime is, I guess, the Japanese is animation. But people call it anime now. It's in English, it's become English gairaigo. So it's that was like up, what is it, a reverse export or something, which you would say, right? Because anime is the word, the animation. And so the word animation went into Japan, then they turned it into what they call anime, and anime went back to like America.
Oh, okay.
So it's reverse export, if you know what I mean.
I understand.
Okay, it's kind of a strange situation where they have that reverse export.
Okay.
So anime is not animation, it's anime, and it has like it's kind of a Japanese style to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the other thing is video game consoles is fine. If you're having difficulty, that's just video game machines. Is also easier.
Video game machines.
Yeah, that's probably more common than video game consoles, but consoles is fine, whatever you're comfortable with. Okay?
Video game machines. Video game...
Machines.
Machines.
Yeah. Good. I think... And one other thing, I think in your answer, it in English it's very strange again. I said, you know, the followings are... product. But we don't say followings. We say the following items.
Items
become plural. Yeah, so the followings we don't say.
Okay.
Because I think you might have said the followings are da 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 da. Okay? I think just, you know, for this answer, memorize the products you want to say. Ones that are easy, ones that you know about and are comfortable to say.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to say every product.
Okay.
All right. Good. Okay, let's go on to question number 2. It talks about the prices in Japan being higher than other countries. In the model answer, they've given something about year 2002, which is maybe 8 years old now. At the time, this was probably true. Nowadays, I think it just depends on the product.
Yeah.
Right? Japan has had deflation. A lot of other countries have had inflation. And... it fluctuates because of the price of the yen.
Yeah.
Currently, as we speak now, the yen has gone up. Last 2 years before Lehman Brothers, the yen was actually much less expensive and the prices were competitive and lower. Okay. Let me see what your answer is, because I have comments about this question and maybe how you should do it. But I think, you know, it depends on the prices and it depends on what they're comparing.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Why don't you start? Tell me, are prices in Japan higher than in other countries?
It depends on which you can compare with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you compare our prices with Western countries, I would say our prices are almost at the same level as Western countries. For example, food prices, accommodation fee, and transportation cost are almost at the same level as Western countries.
Okay.
But yen rate against the foreign countries fluctuate every year or every month. So at present, our yen is highly appreciated. So foreign tourists may feel the prices in Tokyo or in other cities are a little bit higher than their country's ones. As for developing countries, for example, African and other Asian countries, it's definitely our prices is high.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, that's fine. Good. All right, let's just ask her and see, what is your answer for this? Are the prices in Japan higher than the prices in other countries?
According to their survey in 2009 conducted by their consulting firm, prices in Japan ranked second in the world, and Moscow is in the first place for three consecutive years, and London ranks third. And especially housing costs in Japan, and especially in Tokyo, are famous to be among the world's highest. However, deflation is now a fact of life in Japan, and consumer prices are falling. Visitors from out of Japan may feel that some things are cheaper than in other countries, mm-hmm. especially, for example, cigarettes and alcohol,
right.
And okay. Depends on their foods.
Right. Okay, right. Depends on the food. Good. All right. Yeah, you said Tokyo was number two in the world? Okay. All right. Tokyo goes up and down. Again, Moscow has been number one. Mm-hmm. At one time, I think Seoul, Korea was the most expensive or higher than Japan. And, okay, the background of this is, I believe the consulting company is an American company. And what this American company does is when they send people to work overseas, they need to know how much to pay. Okay? And so what do they do is they want to transport this person's lifestyle in America to be the exact same thing in another country. So they have a 200,000 square meter apartment in Aoyama, like their fancy house in America. And of course, if it's in Aoyama, it's going to be more expensive than in Asagaya or Koganai or something. So that's why the housing prices in Japan are so looked at so expensive. It's not cheap, but they're not comparing like, well, to live a normal life. No, they want the same lifestyle. So that's why African countries like Nigeria and places like this are also very high, because to maintain a fancy house like in America, third world countries have problem. So it costs, you know, much money. So what they're doing is just make a list of countries, how much does it cost to live there, and if the cost of living is high or low compared to New York. And so that's what it is, that they call these people expats, E-X-P-A-T-S. Pat means patriots. Expatriates is the full word. People refer to them as expats. I think in Japanese you just would say chuzain. So they're trying to compare the living cost around the world. And what they do is they make these surveys. So it's not like a local person's standard of living. They're doing this, transporting an American living in New York to American living in Moscow or Japan. And they're giving them a very comfortable life. That's why it costs so much. It's not just a, you know, average family home in, you know, Koenji. It's a, you know, 200 square meter apartment in Aoyama or Hiro or Azabu. So of course it's going to cost so much more money. Anyway, that's my thought. So again, for this answer, just say it depends on what you're comparing. It depends on the countries. It depends on what the exchange rate is. Okay, so for some local Japanese foods obviously here are going to cost less than the Japanese food in New York, maybe, you know. So anyway, that's what this is. So I think your answers are fine. Okay. So in that respect, that's what this is all about. That's why they make these surveys. It's not just to see what is more expensive, but they're transporting a lifestyle. It's not just comparing, you know, always apples and apples. It's comparing a, you know, big apartment in New York with a big apartment in Azabu. You know, not just a family to live an average life. It's not comparing my life or your life. It's bringing someone in to live the same lifestyle in America with the gym membership and, you know, car and all this thing. So that's why everything looks expensive and inflated here. And in other countries too, Moscow, you know, or Nigeria or Seoul, Korea, you think Korea is cheaper, but to live the same lifestyle as in America, it costs a lot of money there. Okay. So that's the background. So when you think about that, think about, you know, it depends again on the item. Sometimes like in Japan, food can be expensive. It's not cheap, but a lot of it's good. So, and anyway, I think we're okay. Yeah? All right. Let's go on to question three. It's a very interesting question. This among many of the questions today is, you know, again, pretty much set answers. There's not really much freedom for you to answer as you want. The only one is maybe question 12 about what Japan can do about the economy. The rest of them are just like definitions or, you know, specific answers. So this one too, you can have a little bit of flexibility in how you want to answer this. One of the words people have trouble with is in the fourth line, and the word is flattery.
Flattery.
And I want you to be careful of pronunciation, because what I hear from a lot of people is flatly. Okay, it's not flatly, it's flattery. Three distinct syllables. Flattery. Right. So this word is flattery. And what I'm hearing is like flatly. 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 So somebody, I flatly refuse. I definitely refuse. I flatly refuse is an expression we use. But this is not flatly, it's flattery. If you don't like that word, compliments.
Oh.
Okay, except compliments are plural. Flattery is not plural. So a little bit of flattery or some compliments can be used.
Compliments is plural.
Yeah, okay. Some compliments can be used.
Some compliments.
Right, all right. Anyway, if you're going to say this, that's what I would be careful with, this part. The word flattery, and if you don't like that, maybe change. Compliments would be okay. And so what is your answer is, why do Japanese like playing golf with their business associates?
That is because it provides a good tour for Japanese style business communication. Communication.
And it provides, it rather than provides a good tool, it is a good tool.
It is a good tool, okay. That is because it is a good tool for...
And I'm sorry again. I know what the grammar is, it is a good tool. But I would say it is a good way.
Oh, good way.
Yeah.
It is a good way for Japanese style business communication. And playing golf with their business associates is an important activity to build up a good relationship and win a business. In the last 10 minutes, you have some indication whether things are good or bad, and affirmative or negative, and business discussion is done, and usually done during the playing of golf. On the tee or on the green.
Okay, right. So it's a different atmosphere than a meeting room.
Meeting room, right.
It's a different atmosphere than a meeting room. Mm. It's kind of, you give feelers. Feelers are like, you know, some animals have little antenna, and they feel what the situation is by the temperature, by the air movement. So they're sending out feelers.
How do you spell it?
Feelers, F-E-E-L-E-R-S.
Feelers.
Yeah. It's like antenna. So they're sending out feelers. So, Shokan, is that what? Shokaku. Okay, maybe that's what he said. Yeah, it's something like that. So they're testing. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think about, that new product? And they'll say, oh, okay, it's okay. Or, oh, I really like it. Or, I don't know. So you can just get a sense. To get a sense, so they send out feelers. Mm-hmm. Is an expression. That's fine. Good.
May I have a question?
Sure.
Do you have the practice of business golf in your country?
Mm-hmm. We do. Oh. Yeah, I was going to mention that after, but yeah, I'm from the United States, and people play golf for business. I'm not sure exactly, how much business is conducted. It might be leave business in the office, golf is for fun. But people do play with business associates, with customers, among their own workers, among people from different offices. So yes, playing golf with business people, among business people, mm-hmm. is common. So many times when you have a meeting or a conference or seminar, mm-hmm. one of the activities is golf.
Is it the same kind of a purpose?
Part of it's a little, yes, part of it is, but a lot of times more in America it's for what? Friendship building? Mm-hmm. Maybe. More than business. But it's also part, business does come out because of the people you're with. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the situation, it depends on who's playing. But yes, there is a lot of, pressure on people in America also to play golf. I don't play golf, so maybe I don't fit in. So I don't do business on the golf course. But yes, it's common to do that. I don't know how much business is conducted, but to a certain degree, there is some amount also. So inviting people for golf is a big event for companies to invite their important customers. So yes, it's to show appreciation, and maybe they don't discuss golf, but if they invite one company, not the other, then the other company, oh, we're not a good customer, so I don't like that company. Or, there are things like in Japan, the same thing. You have to be careful who you invite. Yeah, go ahead.
In America, the play fee is not so expensive. So do you think the invited persons feel obligated? Because not so much cost. In Japan, it's very...
Japan, a lot of things, what you do depends on cost, not the item, mm-hmm. right? You can give melons, you can give apples, and of course, apples are cheap, and melon is, they spent a lot of money, so like inviting for golf in Japan, they spent a lot of money. In America, it's cheaper, but still, the obligation is there.
Oh, okay.
So the price is not the issue.
Not the issue.
Yeah. It depends. If it's just golf or is it a golf weekend, they pay for the hotel and all the meals and drinking. Of course, they can spend a lot of money in the United States too because things are expensive there now, especially at fancy resort hotels. Okay. Anyway, what is your answer to this?
Okay.
Yeah, I need to ask you. I'm talking too much today, not answering. Let you answer. So,
okay.
What do you think?
The reason why is to get the business. The business people, from president to division managers, like to play golf in Japan. And to get the business, the people have to know what kind of persons the associate persons are. Associates are.
Right, business associates are. Good.
Mm-hmm. And also, should let them feel obligated. So, to achieve this purpose, entertaining the business associates are good choices. One of them is playing golf with them. In the play,
while playing,
they can build up friendship. Mm-hmm. At the same time, these business associates may feel a little bit obligated. This is good for getting the contract.
Right. So they might be a little obligated, and also, but it's yeah, good. That's fine. Anything else? No. In your answer, to win business, for we don't put a. Okay. Right. Remember that to say. Okay. Yeah, I don't think in America you'd find the obligation part as strong. But I think Americans in that sense would be very frank about what they think of something.
Oh, okay. It's very important.
And if they're not interested in your company, they won't go.
Right.
That's the first sign.
Yeah.
So in Japan, is oh, they invited me, I have to go, so they have to look nice and do. In America, they say, oh, I don't want to go with them, so they don't go. So that's your answer. You don't have to spend money,
yeah,
you know.
As a salesman, I experienced that.
Yeah, yeah. In America, they're very frank. If they don't want to deal with your company or not interested in the products, they know what you're doing. They're inviting you. You're inviting them to play golf to win business. And they're not going to give you business, so they don't want to bother with you.
Yeah.
Sounds cold, but it's frank. And, you know, invite companies that will give you business. Maybe that's better in a sense. Okay, yeah? All right. Number four is an interesting question also. What are differences between Japanese and American companies? Okay, they've given you some answers here. The only thing I question is the answer number one, where it says, while American companies employ workers on an annual contract basis. This is, in my experience, not always true. And for the most cases, it's not always true. So what I say is, while American companies employ workers at will. Mm-hmm. Right. So when I have never signed a contract with the company that is every year, every year, every year. Mm-hmm. I do this more in Japan, actually. I've experienced this more in Japan than in America. So most workers, you don't sign a contract for a year. Depends, but not all. So what they usually say is at will, which means you're both free at will, at your own will to come and go. Mm-hmm. So it's both sides. The company says, sorry, I don't need you anymore, goodbye. And the employee can say, oh, I don't want to work here anymore, goodbye. So you're both free. But in Japan, technically, that's what workers do too, right? If you're what they consider regular employee, like seishain, if you want to leave, you can leave, right? So basically, it's the same. Contract workers, sometimes like you think of Ichido in baseball and some of these baseball players, yes, they have a contract. You know, some people have, I'm trying to think other, maybe as a consultant, you might have a contract. But as a regular employee, no. You usually just come in and work and it's at will. So at will. Two words, A-T, then W-I-L-L. You could also say, while American companies, they have here, while American companies employ workers at will, American, another grammar phrase you could say. So for example, just going here, number one, traditional Japanese companies have a system of lifetime employment. Well, American companies have a system of employment at will. Mm-hmm. So the grammar changes if you would rather say that way. Yeah, so American companies have a system of employment at will. So it matches the first. Japanese companies have a system of lifetime employment. American companies have a system of employment at will. Okay, so other than that, I think I'll let you answer the question and see how your answer is. Okay, so what are the differences between Japanese and American companies?
Okay, there are significant differences between American companies and Japanese companies. For example, company cultures is different, as well as employment, personal system, and evaluation of performance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think these three are big difference between American companies and Japanese companies.
Okay.
in Japanese companies.
I think these are three big differences.
In Japanese companies, harmony and cooperation is a very important, considered the most important attitude. I think which is different from Americans' attitude. People in companies take long time and discuss with harmony to get to reach a conclusion or a decision.
Okay.
Which is different. And also in personal system in Japan, we still have a seniority system and a lifetime employment system. It's not, in old times, it was almost 100%. But now, it's gradually, this tendency is fading away. So it's becoming close to American one style.
Okay.
And the third one is evaluation system. In Japan, the process of, as well as the output, is considered very important. While in America, I believe the output or the result, the only the result is considered very important, which is different.
Okay, right. Yeah. Good, okay. I laugh because I think, you know, do Japanese work hard or do Japanese work long hours?
Long hours.
You know what I mean? I'm not very nice, but do Japanese work long hours or do Japanese work hard? Well, they work long hours, but are they working hard during those long hours? It depends. Some go for smoke, some go for coffee break, some talk. So, you know. So if the same amount of output in America is done in 2 hours and in Japan it takes 5 hours, in Japan they like, oh, they're ishokeme, they worked 5 hours, but in America it's like, oh, they did it in 2 hours, that's fast. So of course in Japan that also happens. If somebody does something quickly, it looks good. But in a sense, time spent in the company is very important. Where in America, what you said, the result is important. So even if you don't stay and work overtime, your work is good. There's no problem. Sometimes staying overtime means you're inefficient. Okay. Yeah?
Yes.
Good. All right. That's good. Let's, but yeah, one of the things about this lifetime employment, it worked before when the economy was good. When, in a growing economy, lifetime employment is fine. But when the economy turns down, it's hard to maintain. So that's why it's kind of now, you know, in a transition period.
Yes.
Right. Good. All right. Let me have her answer the same question. What are some differences between Japanese and American companies?
The basic differences are three things. The first difference is related to contracts. Traditional Japanese companies have a lifetime employment system, while American companies have a system of employment at will. The second difference is related to pay increase system. In Japanese companies, promotion is based on the length of the service, whereas in American companies, it's based on merit.
Okay.
The third difference is related to union membership. Japanese workers belong to company unions, while American workers belong to industrial unions.
Right. Okay. Do you know what that means by company unions and industrial unions? Ah, okay. All right. What that means is the example I give is for car companies. So in Japan, there's, well, Nissan and Toyota and there's Honda. All of the members of Honda, regardless if they're an office worker, a factory worker, or whatever, they all belong to Honda's union. Toyota's workers all belong to Toyota's union, regardless of the work they do. Now this is a standard, typical example. And Nissan the same. So it's, in Japan it's vertical. In America it depends on your job. So if you're what we call a welder or someone who builds the door of a car, then you belong to an industry that is car door builders. So if you work at Nissan or, for example, Nissan, Toyota, or Honda, if you're building the doors, then you belong to the union that builds doors. And if you're a company, you know, the worker that puts on the handle, then you belong to the union that does the handles. Or if you're, you know, someone who does the delivery, then you belong to the union that does the transport. Not where your company, but the job. So basically, you know, vertical, horizontal. So Japanese is, you know, it's a tate, what is it, you know, yoko tate, kind of, tate yoko difference. Just like in Japanese society, it's more vertical, where America is horizontal. So the same thing. That's what it means. So in-house company union in Japan, in America, it's industry-based unions or job-based unions. Yes, he says you should have many, many unions. Yes, in America there are many unions. So they have like transport workers union, machinist unions, you know, whatever. The airlines are an example. A flight attendants union. Mm-hmm. And pilots work, pilots a union, pilots association or something. There's official names for some of these. But yes, so if you work at an airline, if you're a pilot, all the pilots in the world in America are on the same union. Not by company. Now there are differences in how the companies treat them, and that's what they're trying to do with the unions, is make a balance of equality and things. But there are differences. But basically you belong to a type of job union. Okay? That's all. So.
It's the same in Europe?
Europe is the same.
The same
as America,
as
yeah.
In America.
Yeah. Again, I'm not an expert on unions, and I'm not an expert on a lot of, you know, all the other countries. And in America, my experience is it is based on horizontal. So they say industry, but it's not just industry. You can't say just car workers, or you can't say airline industry, because among the airline industry, it's based on jobs. Pilots union, you know, cabin attendant union, you know, machinist union who do repair work. Mm-hmm. They're all different jobs, so it's done not by just industry, but also by job. So job-related unions. Okay?
Okay.
Good. All right, let's go into something that's easy. And this is shataku. Maybe it's easy. What is shataku?
Shataku is company housing for employees and their families. It's usually conveniently located, and rents tend to be lower than average. And it's deducted directly from the monthly pay. And providing such housing in different cities makes it easy for the company to transfer its employees. And because the employees don't have to leave their families behind in their former residence, or whether finding the new prices.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. What is shataku?
Shataku is company housing for employees and their families. It is located conveniently to the factory or offices and plants. And the rents are usually very low compared with the other houses.
Okay. This is a personal question, but I won't ask you very personal. Would you like to live in shataku if you're given the opportunity? Or have you lived in?
Yes.
You have lived.
Yes.
And did you find it beneficial or not so beneficial?
Yes, it's beneficial because the rent is almost zero.
Okay.
In my case.
Right, okay, yeah, okay.
And also the utility cost is almost zero.
Oh, okay.
So I was happy in at that point, and also very close to the factory, to my plant, which is only 15 meters away from the factory.
Oh, okay.
So it was very convenient.
All right, so good. There are conveniences and advantages, right? Now, what are some of the things that are maybe not so good about Shataku?
Oh, it's the these Shataku are located to the factories, close to the factories.
Right.
So the many our colleagues live together. For example, 100 houses.
Mm.
So all of them are my colleagues.
Right.
So
colleagues.
Colleagues. So even if it, on Sunday and Saturday, I cannot feel at home. We just like I am working. So that was a problem.
Right.
And it's also a problem to my wife.
Right.
That's a problem.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's one of the disadvantages. You said problem to the wife. What maybe? What is the problem that the wives have?
I have experiences living in the Shataku while I raised up when I was a child. And And my mother said to me once, she feels a little bit uncomfortable because. In Shataku, many wives and children living together in the same complex.
Mm.
So it is it was a kind of a vertical society. So she didn't like that.
Okay, right. So vertical society, right. So if, you know, this is like the Bucho no Okusama, right? So she's like, everyone has to be nice to the Bucho no Okusama, right? Just like you have to be nice to the Bucho and the work. So again, it's a vertical society. And a lot of the younger wives, I should say younger, but probably they're younger, they hate it. They're always having to be polite and be nice and watch out and, you know, everything, they're just worried about what the neighbors are going to say, because it's not just like anonymous neighbors, but that's in a 99-cent oksan, you know, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of, you know, this thing of being careful of what the neighbors think, and but because they're same company employees. Okay, that's kind of the social aspect. Can you think of some other, there's another aspect about Shataku that maybe is not convenient?
In my case, because the these shataku located too close to the factories, it means it's very far away from the center of the town.
Mm.
It was very inconvenient to me.
Okay, right. So it can be inconvenient. They have here just this tip, the standard answer. Oh, they're in conveniently located, yes, maybe conveniently located to work, but they're not conveniently located to shopping or,
right.
You know, or something, maybe not to the station. It might be, you know, maybe it's close to the office, but not to the station or something. So there is an inconvenience and location depends.
Yeah. At the same time, we cannot rebuild the house.
Yes,
because
it's
a company's house, so maintenance is not so good. And we cannot change our toilet system or bath
right.
room. It's very uncomfortable to us.
Right, just that you can't change the system. The other thing is you can't change the layout.
No.
So you have to fit the house.
Correct.
Yeah, so the same thing and the same idea. You can't fit, you have to fit the house. You can't change the house to fit your lifestyle.
Correct.
And so, I don't like this layout. Like the Madori, you say something, layout. And so, I don't like this, but, you know, I have to live there because it's cheap, it's convenient. So that's another problem. You can't really choose the type of layout that fits your lifestyle. Or maybe something you prefer, like I like, you know, looking south, I don't like looking north, this type of thing. Not much choice. Okay? So there are advantages and disadvantages. I think in your basic answer, if you just say what is shataku, that's fine. They could ask you, you know, is shataku good? Is it bad? You can give good and bad points if you want. You don't have to give it in your basic answer, but just know that there are good and bad points sometimes to shataku. Okay. Last question is number 6. Look at the question and look at the answer. Do they match?
No, it doesn't match.
No, so you have to change one. To me, the answer given is... What would be the question to the answer given? Do you understand my question?
Yeah.
So what?
What was the biggest?
So the answer they give, and Toyota Motor Company is the biggest car company in the world and in Japan, so... Number 6 question should be, what is the biggest car company in Japan?
Not factory.
Not factory. So I'm going to ask you both questions and see how well you do. What do you want to answer, factory or company? So you want to answer, what is the biggest car company in Japan?
It's Toyota.
Okay.
And it's the biggest, I'm not sure right now, but... very recently, 1 year ago, the Toyota reached the top in the world. But now, for some trouble,
a lot of trouble, right? I shouldn't laugh, but it's unfortunate, but
yeah.
There has been a lot of trouble. So I don't know exactly where Toyota stands now.
The second
good.
Question was that.
Well, I'll have her answer that. Let's see if she can do. Do you mind, Pat? Where is the biggest car factory in the world?
Is there Toyota Motor Corporation is the biggest car factory in Japan? There.
Huh? Okay. Where is the biggest car factory in Japan?
Okay. The Toyota Motor Corporation is the biggest car factory in Japan, and it's the company
biggest car company. Toyota Motor Corporation is the biggest car company in Japan.
Company in Japan. Mm-hmm. And their company's headquarters are located in the city of Toyota, within one hour east of Nagoya, mm-hmm. Aichi Prefecture.
Right. Okay. And yes, the largest car factory is in Toyota. Toyota City, right?
Toyota City.
Is it Toyota, right? Not Da.
Toyota.
Ta, right? Yeah, Toyota, just like the company's name, right? Good. What kind of food can you eat in Toyota?
Excuse me?
Yeah, what kinds of food are there in Toyota? Anything special to eat there?
Toyota City.
Anything? Any idea? Think of Aichi. He's saying melon. Okay, melon and cabbage. What do you think of Aichi? What are some foods? Standard Aichi foods.
Melon.
Do you know?
Cabbage.
From Aichi Prefecture, they produce cabbage, melon,
mm-hmm.
and some other vegetables.
Okay.
Most vegetables are from they can produce almost all vegetables.
Okay, all kinds of vegetables.
All kinds of vegetables.
Okay.
And in addition to that, the special one is. Udon, not udon, but
Wiro.
It's
isn't it a sweet?
It's sweet, yes, confectionery. Mm. Some confectionery.
Right. So they have Wiro, which is a sticky. It's kind of sticky, right?
Sticky
confectionery.
Yes, sweet. Yeah.
All right. Good.
Sticky sweet.
So besides Wiro, what else do they have? Anything?
Hoto,
I think is Yamanashi.
Hoto is Koshu.
Hoto is Yamanashi. Yeah. So, Kishimen.
Kishimen, yes. Kishimen.
Okay. And what else? Anything? Miso. Akamiso, the hacho miso. Yeah, the akamiso. And what? Miso katsu.
Miso katsu. Oh, yes.
Kind of miso special katsu miso
katsu. Very famous. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. Now, that sounded like a very strange question.
Yeah,
but one of my students, well, this is 2006, they asked this question, and after he answered Toyota City, they said, tell me what kind of food is there at Toyota City? What are some specialties? And he didn't answer. Now, I don't know. He did not pass, and I don't know what's because he didn't know about the food. I think he had other problems as well. But yeah, they do ask you these kind of, you know, unrelated questions, but are related but unrelated.
Switch completely to other
right.
items.
So again, you have to kind of think, what do I do? Well, I don't know, I've never been to Toyota, but that's Aichi. Aichi has Wido, has Kishimen, has Misokatsu, has Kochin. What is that, the chicken? Is it Kochin? Nagoya Kochin or something, some kind of gourmet chicken. So you have to kind of think of these things, which actually, again, is related but not related. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I asked this question not just because it sounds funny, but because they actually did ask it. And my student was back the next year, and then, you're back. Yeah, what did they ask you? I remember they asked me about the biggest car factory, but then they asked me about the food, and I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, I understand.
So, all right, so be prepared for these types of questions. Talking about food, tell me, what kinds of miso are there? We talked about hacho miso.
What kind of miso are there? I'm not so sure about that. I know the many places produces miso.
Okay.
For example, in Shikoku, Kagawa Prefecture, and in Tokyo area, Choshi is famous in miso production. And also in Shinshu, which is Nagano Prefecture, they have many miso. So I know the places, but I don't know the brand name.
Okay, the brand or the type. Well, let me ask her. What kinds of miso are there in Japan?
In Japan, we have many, many kinds of products and many kinds of miso paste.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, in Western area, for example, Kyoto, mm-hmm. They have a miso. Its color is quite white and mm-hmm. bright, and the taste is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, in Tokyo, we have the more dark colored, and the taste is a little bit saltier
mm-hmm.
Compared to the Kyoto's miso.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the miso made of rice,
mm-hmm.
and some area has the miso made of barley, wheat,
I think.
Wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat. And the miso.
Miso made from rice?
Rice, or sometimes wheat. Mugi miso.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And malt. And the miso is made of rice, malt, and salt.
Okay, but I think there's one other main ingredient that's very important.
Water.
Soybeans.
Soybean.
So more than rice. I think soybeans.
Soybean, yeah.
Right, okay.
And plus rice or wheat.
Yeah, rice or wheat. So I think, I'm not a miso expert, but I believe that's why the Kansai style miso, the lighter colored, has more rice and wheat in it.
Mm.
Where more rice and wheat in Kansai style. That's why it's lighter color. And that's why in Kanto area and Shinshu, they have a little darker color because it has more beans. And then I think hacho miso is only beans, the rice koji. But there's no wheat or very little wheat. So that's why it's such a dark color and has this kind of a stronger taste.
Yeah, miso is a very staple Japanese food.
Right.
It can be used in in many Japanese cuisines.
Okay, tell me how do you cook with miso? What are things you use miso?
The processor.
No. What kinds of foods are, for example, how is miso used?
Okay. We use the miso, for example, miso soup is a very important Japanese cuisine. Mm. And the miso soup comes with the rice and comes with every meal.
Okay.
Comes with every meal, and also miso can be used for pickled vegetables.
Okay.
And also miso is a very very useful ingredients for Japanese cuisine. Mm.
Oh, yes, it's used for Japanese cuisine. What do you make? You make miso saba, right?
Yeah.
Right, so you cook fish with it. You have some kind of miso, is it miso yaki kind of things with meat or chicken. You can just put miso on and cook, or fish
marinated,
right? That type of thing. Okay. Marinated, yes, what she said. All right, so that type. And when you say pickled vegetables, I'm not sure, do you put
coated with miso and mirin.
Wait, that's in its marinated?
Marinated and keep it in the refrigerator for on half a day or only one day.
Okay, right. Okay. And then, yeah, all right. Then miso is just eaten by itself with vegetable sticks, right? So modokyu, they call the cucumber with just miso paste, like sticks. Sometimes they put the white radish or carrots I've seen, and you know, it's like a snack.
Mm.
Or so they also just eat it plain by putting on vegetable sticks. Okay, let me ask him. Tell me, what is miso shiru?
Okay, miso shiru is miso soup,
mm-hmm.
or using miso.
Mm-hmm.
Which miso is soybean paste. Miso shiru in most houses they use miso shiru in the morning. In breakfast.
Maybe drink miso shiru.
Drink miso shiru.
Uh-huh.
In breakfast. At breakfast.
Okay.
It matches with rice and all other cuisines.
All other food.
All other foods.
Mm-hmm.
It's also has nutrition. And in miso soup, usually they put another another food, another
ingredients.
Ingredients.
Okay.
Such as onion or long onions and
or green onions.
Green onion.
Uh huh.
Radish.
Okay.
And tofu.
And tofu, right?
Soybean curd. So it's not so heavy, but it's good for your health.
Right. Okay, good. Yeah, that's fine. So, right. Don't forget the ingredients, or they put other things, you can say. Well, yeah, a lot of times the green onions are toppings. They're not cooked together. So that's a topping.
Oh, okay.
But the radish, you put things like radish and wakame and tofu. Some people put potatoes. Some people put, what is that? Bean sprouts?
Mm-hmm.
In the soup.
Oh, yeah. In that case, not topping, but ingredient.
Right. Because usually the topping that I know is usually just green onions. Is there anything else that's a topping? Some people put sesame?
Oh, yeah. Mitsuba. What do
you call that? Mitsuba. I think they're called trefoil leaves. Trifoil leaf or something. I don't know the English name exactly. I think it's trifoil.
Trifoil?
I think a T-R-I F-O-I-L, trefoil leaf is this dictionary word for that.
Trefoil leaf.
Okay. Right, so they put those kinds of things, right? That's a topping, mm-hmm. where the ingredients would be, you know, the tofu.
Tofu is a great ingredient.
Yeah, and the wakame or potatoes or bean sprouts, moyashi. Some people put deep fried tofu mm-hmm. also. Deep fried tofu or deep fried tofu, thin deep fried tofu, what is aburage? They put that. So there's, yeah. So when you mention foods, it's nice to put down some ingredients they put. And when you have it, it matches the rice. It goes well with Japanese food. Okay.
It matches, goes well.
Or I would just, it goes well with.
It goes well with it. With yeah. rice.
Right. Okay. And it's usually served with the typical standard set meal. Mm-hmm. Right. And usually Japanese drink miso shiru almost all the time with Japanese food. Yes, we have soup or drink soup, but not eat soup. Okay, so we eat miso shiru with every meal practically, right? If we have rice, we have usually miso shiru. Although dinner time, it depends on the food. You have other kinds of soup, but miso shiru is really the most popular one. Okay? All right, good. Let's take a break and we'll come back and finish the other questions. Okay?
Thank you.
See you.